Good morning. It's Monday, June 29th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A dangerous wildfire season has turned deadly in the western United States. Three firefighters were killed and two others were injured while battling fast-moving fires along the Colorado-Utah border on Saturday. Officials said the crew was caught in a sudden burnover, where flames spread so quickly that escape routes disappeared, forcing firefighters to deploy emergency shelters. The fires have since merged into the massive Snyder Mesa fire, burning nearly 28,000 acres. Colorado Governor Jared Polis declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard, while neighboring Utah is battling its own large wildfire with zero containment. Scientists say hotter temperatures, drought, and climate change are increasing the frequency and intensity of wildfires across the American West. Another news. A new immigration law in Mississippi is drawing sharp reactions before it takes effect this week. The measure authorizes the state's Department of Public Safety to compile a database of people living in the state illegally, including their identities, addresses, countries of origin, criminal records, and immigration status. Supporters, including Republican Senator Angela Hill, say the law will help state authorities better understand illegal immigration and cooperate with federal enforcement. Civil rights and immigrant advocacy groups strongly disagree, warning the database could encourage racial profiling, damage trust between immigrant communities and law enforcement, and prove difficult to maintain as immigration status changes over time. Mississippi has one of the nation's smallest undocumented populations, with fewer than 28,000 people estimated to be living in the state around the world. After days of military escalation, the United States and Iran have agreed to halt attacks and resume diplomatic talks. A U.S. official said both sides will stand down and continue technical discussions on their June 17th memorandum covering navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. The agreement follows a series of retaliatory strikes after Iranian attacks on U.S. military sites in Kuwait and Bahrain, and American strikes on Iranian targets. Earlier, both governments accused each other of violating the ceasefire. Reports say negotiations are expected to resume in Qatar on Tuesday. While the temporary pause offers hope for reducing tensions, separate fighting involving Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon continues to threaten broader regional stability. Another news. Europe's historic heat wave continues to take a heavy toll. French health officials now estimate around 1,000 excess deaths linked to the extreme temperatures, with the number expected to rise as more cases are confirmed. Across the continent, temperatures have exceeded 40 degrees Celsius, breaking records in several countries and disrupting transportation, electricity generation, and healthcare services. Rivers used to cool nuclear power plants have warmed significantly, forcing some facilities to reduce output, while agriculture is also under growing pressure. The World Health Organization warned that climate-driven heat waves are becoming increasingly frequent, calling on governments to better prepare communities for extreme weather. Forecasters expect cooler conditions to return to parts of Western Europe later this week. Another news. Violence has intensified once again along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. Pakistan launched airstrikes and ground operations inside Afghanistan on Sunday, saying it targeted militant hideouts after recent terrorist attacks inside Pakistan. Information Minister Ataullah Tarar said 29 militants were killed, while Afghanistan's Taliban government accused Pakistan of striking civilian homes and claimed dozens of civilians were among the casualties. The BBC has not independently verified either side's casualty figures. Relations between the two neighbors have steadily deteriorated despite a ceasefire agreed last year, with both governments repeatedly accusing each other of supporting armed groups operating across the border. Sunday's operation signals that border security remains one of the region's most volatile and unresolved challenges. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.